Ooh la la. Today we have a special guest on the podcast. His name is
Bo Binderson.
Babe. That's not his name. His name is Paul Peterson. Let's cue that intro and get this interview started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, guys, so today we're going to have some fun because Paul and I are stuck at home together with kids, which is crazy. How are you holding up so far?
I love the children.
Oh, good.
It's really not that different for us since we work at home. The only weird thing is we're not allowed to go to our gym or...
And that's clearly messing with Paul because he's been on a journey of, like, fitness. Mm-hmm. I am on a journey of fitting this taco in my mouth. Okay, he can't take me very seriously right now. But seriously, one of the things that I think has been helpful is knowing, like, we run business together. And so we have each other's backs, which has been really awesome, knowing, like, we have the same mission. What do you think has been super helpful for us, babe, with, like, working in the same house, living in the same house, sleeping in the same house, being able to work together? What is your opinion on that?
Honestly, once we've kind of figured out how to work together and what our specialties were, you know, where I could help out as you're building, you know, the empire that we're building, once we figured that out, it's actually been really, really good. I love working at home, which I did not ever think I could say. Not that I'm like an extrovert by any means. If anything, I would definitely consider myself an introvert. But, getting to know colleagues and working with people on a regular is kind of, you know, it can be fun depending on who you're working with. So, this has been actually really cool. I get up, we got our routines kind of, and, my days are definitely shorter than Rachel's, which is fine by me.
of course. You
know, I get done when I need to get done, and then I kind of move on to my, house duties or, kid duty in the evenings. But like Rachel was saying, one of the struggles right now is I go to the gym every day, and that not being an option, like, I don't have a home gym, and it's really, really annoying to start over again, let's say this last 2, 3, 4 weeks. So, but other than that, like, honestly, it's been fun, like, knowing that we're working together and we can continue working together. Just, that's the kind of business we have. We can still, we can adjust and adapt and, we have control over that. And that's really, really, really cool.
Yeah. I will say, like, one of the weirdest things about this season is realizing that I didn't like travel as much as I thought I did, because I'm loving this. Like, I'm settling into a homebody, like, of someone who's very into routine and habit and discipline. Like, I'm challenging my own limits of what I think is possible in terms of number of podcasts we put out, number of emails, number of offers, number of lead magnets. Like, I'm definitely challenging myself and stacking layers on top of what I normally do. And I'm like, how are we getting all of this done? It's actually kind of blowing my mind. Like, are you getting excited to travel again?
I do like travel. Here's the thing. Let's be honest. Like, we do love our home now. We moved last September, and this is the first time, I don't know, we've been in a place where we have space, and that's created, just the ability for me to move around, work somewhere else while Rachel's on calls, and even be on calls myself, and that kind of freedom, even being able to tell the kids, hey, we're going to be busy for an hour or so when they're back from school, and knowing that they're upstairs in their room, giving us that kind of space, it's really, really nice. And you know, because of that, it's actually been, you know, a pretty sweet transition.
I was actually reflecting this morning. I was thinking about back when we used to live in the townhouse. And so, you know, for those of you who don't know, we lived in a 1,200 square foot townhouse until September of 2019. So we stayed in that a lot longer than most people, I think, would have or expected us to. But we really wanted to make sure that we were mostly like debt free before we moved. I think we actually did. Yeah, before we moved. Yep. And so that was really powerful for us to have that in place. We used to have over $100,000 in debt from student loans from when I did go to college before I dropped out. But I was remembering how we had my dad living in the basement, and we actually had roommates. Remember that?
We had roommates, the twins.
We had
not when your dad was there.
That was when my dad was there. There was someone else living in the basement then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was someone living in the basement. It wasn't my dad. It was a different roommate. And then we had twins living in one of our three bedrooms, which is not saying a lot because at that point we had two kids, me.
All of it.
It's so funny though, because like I think about how much joy we had in that house. And there was a season where I believed like happiness was in the next house. Wow, our dog is loud. I thought that happiness was in the next house. And it wasn't until I just decided to become really, really joyful in my normal days in that house that this house worked out, which was really crazy and kind of backwards from what I expected. What is your favorite part of your role in the business? to jump around a little bit.
You know, I would say just kind of being in charge of the finance area and knowing that that's a huge role in the business obviously gives me a fair amount of significance just within the company itself, and knowing that I can help set us up, you know, for years to come if I make the right decisions. And if I make poor decisions, then, you know,
I gotta hustle.
Yeah. Then I can just look at Rach and go, hey, get to work.
I hope no one's listening to this. Like, those people are really weird.
No.
actually, I hope people are, because you're supposed to repel people with your marketing. But, well, thank you so much for joining me on this episode, Mr. Peterson.
Well, you know me, I'm always open and available for podcasts.
He's making a face that says, please don't push the phone in my face again to record a podcast.
Plus, no, I mean, I don't know how many of you out there like hearing yourself, whether it's after you've recorded a live or something like that. I can't stand hearing myself, so.
I think that's everyone though, babe. The only reason I got used to it is because I had to edit so many of my own podcasts and videos that I got used to it.
Good.
That's not, no.
You have a pleasant sounding voice.
Yeah, but everyone thinks that their own voice sounds weird until you get used to it.
Yeah, well, I'm not there yet.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Social Media Secrets. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Bye.